Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Tzadi Hey, and we are on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. Let's start with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, we're in Perek Dam Chatas, continuing discussing what happens when blood, the Dam Chatas, goes onto a beged, what is the special halacha, and now we're going to talk about other permutations of what happens with the beged, if something happened with the beged beforehand. Yesterday we got to discuss a little bit about Hilcha Shabbos as well. Again, in this Perek and this half of the Masechta, if you keep in mind, we've had a lot of general inyanim, a lot of Yoredei inyanim that come up in Perekat Taroves, a lot of various issues that come up related to Hilchas Kashrus. A little bit comes up here as well. Yesterday we discussed Hilchas Shabbos, about Libun and Schita and the different parts of the washing process, and Shriya So Zeo Kibuso, an important line, the different days in Tosfos that we had. And today we will see also, we have a couple of inyanim to discuss related to this sukkah. Says the Mishnah, Beged sheyatza chutz l'klayim, a beged that went out of the klam, as we know, went out of the borders of the Azara. We mentioned in the past the Tiferes Yisrael and the others. Why does it say klayim, right, which is the older usage, the word, the curtains, which is really the Mishkan? That's when the original wording of the Mishnayos might have been passed down, going down, so we kept the original, language. So if beged that went out, it was a beged that had dam chatos on it, so it was supposed to be nichbas, it was supposed to be washed inside, but it went out before it was washed. So what do? I bring it back in, nichbas v'chabas v'makam kadosh, I bring it back in, and I wash it v'makam kadosh. What happens though, if nitzma chutz l'kalam, if it became tameh once it was outside? It was outside now, it became tameh. Not just did it have dam chatos on it, which is the special halacha, you have to be mechabes it, but it became tameh. So what do? Koro. So I have to tear it. I have to tear it, as Rashi says here, vitar mi tumaso. I have to tear it enough so that it no longer has a status of a beged regarding tuma, and it loses its, it's not tummy anymore. I'm not going to just stop bringing something tummy into the base of Mikdash. So it's no longer tummy. And then, umachab sabakam kadosh. Then I bring it back in, and I am machabesid bimakom, kadosh. So that is halacha number one. We'll have the same type of halacha by three items in a row. First, we have the beged. Sfasemis discusses here, what happens if it became tummy in the Azara. That is not discussed. Right, the Sfasema says here, 2 points. Number one, he says, Hadei Mataran also betfila. Number one, why don't you be tovel at first outside? You have to rip it, just put it into a mikvah, be mitaher it, and then bring it back in. And then you'll do the kibbutz. Why don't you do that? Similar, we're going to have on later, on the daf, about the me'il. The me'il became tame, what do you do? There's no takana, what do you have to do? You have to bring it in tiny bit by tiny bit. Nira, the problem is, why wouldn't we be tovelit? Mishum dechoshishin sha'al yedei mayim de mikvah yiskabes ksas min hadam. If you put it into the mikvah, so then, yes, kibbutz has to be done with a special formula, as we'll see today. What exactly is the formula for kibbutz? But if you wash it with water, we're nervous that some of the dam might wash away. V'kol ha-kibbutz sarach liyas b'kodesh, dafka. And the entire kibbutz has to be done in the kodesh. There's a ma'isa kibbutz. Ode b'makom adam lo'asa tefila, da'avi chatzitza, or a different kshash. Where the dam is, that won't count in your tevila, because that will be a chatzitza. Miyu, miyat ha-makbim min ha-torei ha-chotzeitz, even though, really, it's only a miyat, that it wouldn't be a problem. So that's point number one of the Sfas Emes. Why don't you just put it into a mikvah? Why do you have to tear it? Because then maybe some of the dam will come off, and then you won't be fulfilling the mitzvah of kibbutz by removing the dam. It's not just about getting the dam off, but about the ma'isa kibbutz, as the Hashem we will see soon as well. V'nira dehu adin nitzma bifnim gamkin asel hashosu bifnim. Similarly, if it becomes tamei bifnim, it's also to leave it there, right? If someone becomes tamei bifnim, as we learned back in Masechta Shavuos, you got to run out. If a person becomes tamei, you got to run out of the base of Mikdash in the shortest way. So gamkin also lashosu bifnim umotzio v'karo umachniso. So there also, you have to take it out, tear it, then bring it back in and wash it. Rak de derech li tamei bifnim. Not going to tell on nitma b'chutz. It's not derech to somebody to become tamei in the base of Mikdash. That's why it says nitma ba. Or you might say, he says back and forth, another possibility, if it became tamei bifnim, you just tear it right there. Why are you taking it outside? Just tear it. The bekriya zoom, masalik atuma. as long as it won't take longer to tear it than it would by taking it outside. I'll read it now, I was going to mention it later, but the Mikdash David has a similar discussion. We're going to have a little bit later that on the top of Amabez, it just has to do with the Sfas Emes here, the Gemara is going to say that the way that Kibus is done is with the seven Samamanim. The seven Samamanim that we know we use to check, the Mishnah says in Nida, to check if something is blood or something is paint or dye. So it talks about Shivas, seven Samamanim. It talks about that you have to use those. So if you look in the Mikdash David, it's Siman Laman Aleph, so he quotes that price that we're going to have at the Shem a little bit later. Tavchatos umaris tegam srichan zayin samamanim, v'yish la'ayin l'may hilchasa. What do you need those special ingredients for? Bishlama bekesem. Fine, I understand by dam nida. I need to use those seven because I need to know what it is. I need to know whether it's dam nida or tseva, as the Gemara says. Kol shlo hever zayin samamanim, adayin eno raya shehu tseva umetame. Right, it's not a raya. V'chein b'negaim, also by negat saras. Kol shlo hever zayin samamanim, ein lahachlit abegin. De'efshar miyavir olav zayin samamanim, yamar anega. Avo b'dam chatos, but by dam, kibin sheyadua shehu dam chatos, lama lil haver zayin samamanim. What do you have to do the process for? If it gets washed off, if it's huchabas without the zayas of manim, that should be fine. Isn't the issue, his question, is the issue just getting off the dam? Isn't that what the mitzvah of kibbutz is about? And the answer is no. You see, otherwise. Al keinirat dibedam chatos eino talui lahotzi adam. Rak mitzvahs kibus alav. He has a mitzvah of a maisa kibus. It's not just about getting the dam off. There's a mitzvah of kibus, and you have to do it with these ingredients. V'afilu yatsa adam b'sam echad. Even if all the dam came off with the first ingredient, tzorak lahavir zayin samamani, you have to do all seven. The mitzvahs kibus al habeged. The kibus mikri havaras zayin samanim. V'mhever alav zayin samanim. Lo yatsa hadam eino zakhad od. And the opposite. Let's say you use zayin samamanim and there's still dam there. You're yosei. Yosei, it's fine. There's no mitzvah anymore of dam kibbutz. Afilu hu efshar lo ayidei dvar macherim. Tekiyem mitzvahs kibbutz. That's an important yesod of the Mikdash David. But again, it's similar to what the Sfas Emes noted here, and that is about nitma bi befnim, but also the first part of why is it that it's why don't you put it into a mikvah beforehand? Because you might lose some of the dam, and you have to do the mitzvah, get rid of the dam dafka with the mitzvah of kibbutz, and not with any other way. So that is number one here in the Mishnah about a beged. Next, similar halacha in the following kli cheres shiyatsa chus l'klayim. What if you have a klicheres that also has to be nishbar ba'azara, but it was taken at chutz l'klayim, nichnas v'shover, makam kadosh? He said, you bring it in, and then you break it by makam kadosh. Nitma chutz l'klayim, if it was nitma v'kev tame outside the klayim, nokvo v'nichnas v'shover, makam kadosh. Similarly, v'kev tame, so you have to make a hole in it, so that it loses its status of tuma, v'nichnas, then you bring it in, v'shover, makam kadosh. And then you break a makam kadosh, you do what has to be done, the shvira for the kli cheres. Kli nechoshes, similarly, third possibility, shiatza chus l'klam, nichnas umarko v'shot v'makam kadosh. Mariku shtifa, which has to be done in the azara, can bring it back in, and then you do it makam kadosh. Nitma chutz l'klam, if it became tameh there, then pochso. Also, you have to break it in a way that the tumah is removed. V'nichnas umarko v'shotvo v'makom kadosh. Good. I don't know if we mentioned it recently, the past day or two, but remember the halacha. I think it's a Kutzker or an Avnei Nezer. I think it's an Avnei Nezer. It's in the family. So the Avnei Nezer says, why is it? He explains why al pidrush. Why is it that we know klicheres becomes tameh differently than all other kelim? Right? Klicheres dafka becomes tameh mitocho. Right, not migabo. Most other kelim, a metal kli comes tummy migabo. If tuma touches the outside of it, so then it is tame. While kli cheres, it only becomes tame from within, from mitocho. If I hang a sheretz inside the kli cheres, so then it is going to become tame. Why? Even if it's not, if it doesn't touch. So explains the Avnei Nezer, because by cheres, the material is not what's valuable. Right, by metal has a value, but the material is not so valuable by a kli cheres. It's earthenware. It's pottery. It's clay. What makes it valuable? Its usage. Its usage makes it valuable. So that is why the tumah goes by its usage. If you hang something in it, it's usable for being a clay table. So that is why it is a tameh only mitocho, but migabo, it is not going to become tameh. Okay, says the Gemara, maskev la ravina, koro beged amarachman of la begedu. Ask the Gemara that you have to, you tear it, we said, so that it is not tummy anymore, so you can bring it into the mikdash, but doesn't it say that you have to do dab kibbutz on a beged, and this is no longer a beged? Beged amarachman of la begedu. Right, this is no longer a beged. So the Gemara answers, once you tear it. So how do you do the mitzvah of kibbutz? Right, you've solved the problem of having a tameh beged, bringing it into the azara, but you haven't solved the problem of you need to do kibbutz on a beged. Answer, the Mishayer Bey Kedei Ma'aforis. Well, you didn't tear it in a way that there's only threads left. You tore it, but you left the size of a little napkin, a little handkerchief, right? A little bit. Kedei Ma'aforis, you left a little bit. Rashi, the Mishayer Bey Shelo Yavdil Es Hakera Al Pnei Kulo. Lachlok Es HaBeged L'Shnayim. Right? You didn't split it totally. El Mishayer Bo Kedei Rochav Sudar. You left a certain area, which helps you in both directions. Demitumaso, Rashi continues. Demitumaso tahor, ho of the nikarubo. So it's tar from its tumah because most of it has been torn, and therefore the prior tumah no longer stays. But v'kiva shishayibo k'dei ma'aforez roi l'chabro v'samu v'shmo alav u'beged karinambe. But you didn't tear it in a way that's totally not usable. You tore it in a way that it's no longer what it was. And if it's no longer what it was, so that is why it is saved from its previous tuma. But it's still roi for as a beged, so that is why it is still called a beged for the mitzvah of kibbutz. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? V'yamar afuna lo shanu ela shaloshir ba kedei ma'aforez. When do we say this? That Rav Huna said back in Maseches Chulin, when do we say that it's still tameh? If you left kedei ma'aforez, aval shir ba kedei ma'aforez chibur havei. If you left that amount, it's still mechubar, and it still has its original tuma on it. Ask the Gemara, it seems from Rav Huna, that this does not remove the status of tuma from beforehand. Right, so you can't have both statuses, removing the tumah, but still having it as a shame beged. So you answer the Gemara, mi d'rabbanan hu. That's only gzeira d'rabbanan. Really, on a daraisa level, we say it is no longer tameh. But mi d'rabbanan, that's the chumrah that Rav Huna quotes, that the Gemara quotes from Fuda from Maseches Chulin. It's a gzeira, right? Why? Because if you say this is no longer tameh, so then maybe you won't even tear the whole thing. You won't tear most of it, and you'll still say it is not tameh anymore. You'll just share you'll tear a piece of it. So that is why midrabanan the tumah stays, but on a daraisa level it is no longer tameh, and you can bring it in to do the mitzvah of kibbutz. Interesting. So this is a gzera drabanan. Is this a gzera b'mikdash? Is this a shvus b'mikdash? It's a little tricky because we're talking about something that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about bringing it back into the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not in the Azara. The point is it went outside the Azara. So do you apply the principle of Ein Shvus by Mikdash by this item, the item that has to do with the Mikdash that's about to go into the Mikdash? Does Ein Shvus by Mikdash also mean in the Ezras Nashim? Right? Does it mean in the outside areas or only in the Azara? Right? Maybe, as we've seen the Kesem Mishnah in the past, Ein Shvus by Mikdash connects to Kohanim's Rizimheim. You know, the Gemara doesn't explicitly connect those two, but if it has to do with the Kohanim, that the Kohanim don't need as much warning and as much, we're not so concerned about Kohanim. Kohanim's Rizimim, so maybe you shouldn't say that here either, unless you say it's very possible to go back and forth in this sugya. But here you have a drabbanan. There are exceptions to the rule. There are sometimes situations where we have shvusim even in the mikdash. I discussed at the end of Maseches Eruvin and other places as well. Okay, so let's continue. So that was the first case, the case of Beged. So now we have next, Klicheres Sheyatza, the Chulu, a Klicheres that goes outside the Azara, and I want to do the mitzvah of Shviras Klicheres. So says the Gemara, Kli Amarachmanav, alo Kliyu. Again, same kind of question. Once I break it, it's no longer a Kli. So therefore, how could I do this own mitzvah of Shviras Klicheres if it's no longer a Klicheres? I already made a hole in it outside. So answer, shenikev b'shorish katan. I made a little hole, a tiny little hole the size of a little root going out. So that is why it's still, again, we're trying to find this middle status. It's broken enough that it removes the status of tumah from beforehand, but it's not broken enough that it loses its status of a kli. Tosas discusses where exactly do we have this idea of a hole the size of a shorish katan, right? We have various sizes. If you look at Mishnayos and Maseches Kelim, we have, you know, how big of a hole do you have to make in something in order for it to no longer be makabel tuma? So we have, in order to hold pomegranates, in order to hold other larger items, that's what removes the status. He tells us to discuss this shorish katan, that's not such a common shear. So this Tosfos that goes up to the top of the next Amud, so Tosfos discusses exactly how this fits in. Look, just one line in Tosfos, Venira Lafarish, he says on the fourth wide line, Venira Lafarish, Kivan Shemoa lo Yichud lo Oso Beged, Sheshir bo Kede Ma'afores, Shelo Hivda la Karama Pre Kulo, Ulo Oso Kli Shenike Besharish Katan, Shemayim Yachto la Zesuva la Rima Yemakabo Tumma, Mikana la Haba, Choshevu Kli Ubeged la Nidam Chatos, Kivan Deinam Chusar Maisa la Yichud Ba'alma. Again, this is a different type of category, says Tosfos, because we're not looking just to remove the whole status. We're looking to keep the status, but just to remove the tumma. So that's not so simple. That's why it's not the regular shiurim of removing the shame kli, like what you have from the Mishnayos there in Maseches Kelim. You have to tear it enough, you have to break it enough to be able to remove the tumah. But if you would decide to use it for larger items, then it'd be usable right now. That's why it still has the status of a kli, it still has the status of a beged. But that's the shear of a shorish katan, making a little hole. Right, we have it a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos. Sometimes poskim discuss about the Isser of Bona. Isser of Bona. So a big discussion about opening packages on Shabbos and opening cans. And let's say somebody has a bottle where one is choshish for the shittos, that let's say a metal cap, and if I open the metal cap, I'm going to be making a kli. I'm going to be making a the bottle cap will become a kli, because it was never a kli before. And the poskim discussed the differences between a plastic bottle cap and a metal bottle cap. Metal might be worse, but what some have the minhag of doing is sticking a fork into the cover of the bottle cap, making a hole in it before you open it, and then you open it. Why? It has a little hole in it. It doesn't get the status of a kli. It's exactly like we have in Hilchos Tumah Vatara right here. Sheniki b'shorish katan. If I make a little hole, so then it's not a kli, and therefore it wouldn't be usable. Again, here we're talking about a case where you have a very large kli. So you make a little hole, it's still usable if you want to use it for larger items. But here, a tiny little bottle cap, it's very small. What are you going to use it for? Just to put liquid in. If you have a little hole in it, it's going to come out. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem if one could do that. Good. So that's my beged, and that's my kli cheres. And now we get into kli nechoshes. So the metal kli, v'chulu, pochso, v'chulu. So I have to make it, again, small enough to remove the status, or break it enough to remove the status. I have a halav klihu, so if I poches it, doesn't that remove its status of kli? Deratzif mirtzaf. Right, what happens? I hammer it back together. Rashi says, acher shepochso, makan alav bekurnis, umechabro. V'chazar shem kli alav. Right now, after I poches it, so then I get it back together, and in that way, it retains its status of a kli. Good. Period. Next section. Omar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, Mi'il shenitma machniso, v'pachos b'shalosh al-shalos, umechabso. We have a problem. The Mi'il of the Kohen Gadol. What happens if the Mi'il becomes Tameh? Mi'il shenitma. So we discussed before, is there a halacha about Meriku Shtifa and Kibus, specifically Kibus, we discussed this last week in the context of even just getting dirty, not just from the Dab Kibus. Remember we had the comment of the Zevach Toda of the Chafetz Chaim, that it can't be that it gets a little dirty, you already have to throw it out, you already, right? We discussed Ein Aniyus v'Makom Ashiras, right? It can't be that it gets a little bit dirty. It means seriously, seriously dirty. So what happens if any of the begadim of the Kohanim get blood on this? That's what we've been talking about in this parak. But what happens if one of the begadim of the Kohanim become Tameh? So if it's one of the big dekuda that are very common. Okay, maybe kibi tova let outside. What about it's the me'il? We have one me'il. The me'il of the Kohen Gadol made out of all tcheles, With the rimonim on the bottom. Right, we discussed the meal, remember, back in the end of the two prakim ago, back on Daf Pei Chesam Abeis, where we discussed all the begadim of the Bigdei Kahuna, that they're machaper. Bigdei Kahuna machaper on different averos. That's what we discussed at the end of Perek Hamizbeach Makadesh. So says the Gemara here, that the problem is, you can't rip, you can't tear the me'il, right? We can tear other begadim, but you can't tear the me'il. So what are you supposed to do if the me'il becomes tameh? What do we say about the other begadim? You tear it outside, then you bring it back in. There's an isser of tearing the me'il, so you can't tear the me'il. So what do you do by the me'il? So you bring it in little by little. Machniso bepachos b'shalosh al sholos. You bring it in by little, tiny little drops at a time. You do kibos on that section, right? Less than 3x3 etzvos, and then you keep bringing it in. Umechapso, and you wash it, each little bit that's brought in. What's the issue? Mishum shenemar, lo yikara, you can't, you're not allowed to tear the big day, the me'il, right, that talks about the, special luck, hem and the collars by the neck, so you're not allowed to tear the me'il, and that is why this is the way that it has to be done. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll make a comment about that. Mosiv Ravada Barava, is this really true? Do you have to be worried about a me'il? Ha'avin v'harachim. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim, if you have very thick begadim, or very soft begadim, eino arug, Rashi says, ein by mishum shalosh al shalosh. The shear for them is not 3x3 etzvos, it's shlosha al shlosha tvachim. Right? These thick begadim, these thick materials, as Rashi explains here, is not meant to be worn or v'lo l'takin bohem chaluk, but to sit on them. They're so thick, they're not worn, but they're sat on. And therefore you need 3x3 tvachim. So this me'il is very thick. As the Gemara says in Yuma, there's a lot of the threads are made from very, a lot of different threads are very thick, and then they're woven together. So here, why do you go by the shear of shalosh by shalosh when it comes to the me'il? You should go by the shear of shlosha al shlosha, says the Gemara. Agav avien chashive. If you just have a little bit of a thick material, then fine. Then you would say that the shear would be a larger shear. But here, because it's part of a larger beged, it's part of the me'il, that's why it's chashiv even the smaller amount because of what it is part of. When it's mechubar to this beged, then it is chashiv. Before we get back to what we, the main point I wanted to mention from what we said before, Tosas here discusses the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses Big Day Aniyim and Big Day Ashirim. See Tosfos Tira Maskil Me'il. He quotes the Gemara at the end of Kira. Gabi Begin Aniyim La Aniyim Mashma Bito Pirsha Kuntrish B'Sholos Al Sholos B'Yad Ashir. What if you have a very small beged in the hands of an Ashir? Right? Sholos Al Sholos as vows. Tolo Makabel Tuma Klau. It's not Makabel Tuma. If it's very small in the hands of an Ashir, it's not Makabel Tuma. So the question is, here, ask Rabbeinu Tam, why do you have to ask that in terms of it's thick, the me'il is thick, and therefore it is something that should have a different shear. But I have a better question, says the Rebbeinu Tam. But Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Ashirim, hey. Big Day Kahuna are Big Day Ashirim, the Ein Aniyas Makam Ashiris, Vashirim, B'Shlosha Shlosha. You should go by, the me'il should go by Shlosha Shlosha, not just because it has thick threads, but because it's Big Day Ashirim. Right, all begadim of the Kohanim are Big Day Ashirim, right? So why don't we say that would be the shear would be the larger shear because of that? So says Rabbeinu Tam, but Omer Rabbeinu Tam says le'inyan tumas meis v'sheretz ein chilek ben aniyim la'ashirim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the whole chilek that Gemara about Big Day Aniyim and Big Day Ashirim is not relating to the major tumas, not relating to tumas meis tumas sheretz el inyan medris ayri. So he limits that Gemara, and that's why it is has a different halacha. Okay, let's go back to the earlier halacha that I wanted to discuss. And that is the Gemara in Maseches Yuma and the Rambam. The Rambam writes, when this halacha of Me'il Shenitvad, right, you're not allowed to tear it, so the context, the pasuk is by Me'il, but if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Tes Yud Gimel, the Rambam quotes this by all Big Day Kahuna. By Perek Tes, which is about the description of the begadim, he said, "Ketzad ma'isa hatzitz." He describes how to make the tzitz and how to make the me'il. It is pointed out, I think we mentioned it also, he does not describe how to make the rumatumim. Right? Nowhere does the Rambam describe that. That's the Ksava Kabbalah Sa'ara. Right? That he thinks that the Rambam argues with the Ramban. The Ramban describes in Parshat Tesave what is the Ur Metumim. It's the Shem Hashem that we put between the folds of the Choshen, and that's the motor. That's what allows the stones to light up and to answer the questions of the Kohen Gadol, and the Gra uses that Ramban in the story of Eli and Chana, that Eli misinterpreted what exactly Chana was going through, right? Kishera, Shikora, Kisara, all different. That's all the Ramban. And we're influenced by the Ramban. That's what we think of the Urim Tumim. The Urim Tumim is this Shem Hashem that's put in. The Rambam never describes what the Urim Tumim was. And that's why the Ksava Kabbalah suggests that he thinks that the Rambam holds the Urim Tumim just is another name for these stones. Another name is for the stones on the Choshen. And that's why the Rambam never describes how to do it, because it's not a separate kli, it's not a separate entity. That's the Ksava Kabbalah Sa'ara in Parshas Tetzaveh. But here in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Tes, he describes the Me'il, it's Tulo Tcheles. We discussed a couple of days ago also what exactly the Me'il looks like. Rashi, Ramban, did it have sides? Did it have sleeves? Was it sleeveless? Was it something that just went over your head? That's what the Rambam says here. Nechlak l'shtei k'nafayim min sof ha'garon ad l'mata, k'der kol ha'me'ilim ve'inam b'chubar el k'neged kol ha'garon bilvat. Sounds like it's only connected it has the neck collar and then this free hanging front and back. And then the Rambam says, v'ha'korea pia me'il loke. If somebody tears the me'il, malchus, isudar aisa, shenemar lo yikareya. And then he says, v'hu adin l'kol bigdei kahuna. Shahakorea osam derech hashchasa loke. Also by all big day kahuna. If somebody tears it in a destructive manner, derech hashchasa sounds like kavana, right? Your kavana, the hashchasa, loke. That is malchus. The Radvaz here discusses, interesting, where does the Rambam get that from? Where does the Rambam get that from? V'davka derech hashchasa, v'korea manas latakin pater. If you tear it, almanas just to fix it, pater. V'im tomar, ask the Radvaz, binoleha. Look at the Gemara in Yuma. It says if you're not allowed to tear the me'il, so what doesn't say anywhere there? Doesn't say there anywhere that your kavanas make a difference. V'su dekra lo yikarei v'chol gavna mashva mitulok siv v'lo yikareya. Quotes Hakuf b'shvat v'yesh lo ma'adol adifi big de kahuna mikol advarim ha'naasim l'kedusha shmo. Says the Radvaz. Big day kahuna are not going to be any worse than any other item that's made l'shem Hashem. Kigon mizbeach v'heichal. Dein lokan aleim ela derech hashchasa. We'll see that too. Also, by any other part of the base of Mikdash, you also aren't going to get malchus. There's no iser unless it's derech hashchasa. Right? So this is not going to be worse, as it says, v'ditatztem lo sazok en l'shem lokecha. For av yudu lo tzuzok lafarish, d'davka derech hashchasa hu d'loke. V'lo asi elo l'frushe v'lo yikareya lav gomruhu. V'lo kelo midlok siv shlo yikareya. He's just explaining that as an iser. You might have read that not as an iser, just as a reality. As a shalila, as the Ramban would say. So that's the chiddush in Yuma, that it is an aveira. But it's not saying it's an aveira always, according to the Rambam. It's only derech hashchasa. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech here, he quotes the Sefer Karban Chagiga, who assumes that the Rambam is being mechalik, though, between the me'il and the other big day kahuna. Because what does the Rambam say here? He says, akorei pi me'il loke. And then he quotes v'hu adin v'chol beit kahuna shakareos on derech hashchasa loke. He thinks the derech hashchasa limit is only on the other big day kahuna, but not on the me'il. Where else does he get that from? From this language of the Rambam, but also from our Gemara. From our Gemara, and the Rambam quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara, what does it say? There's nothing to do if you have a me'il that became tamei. What do? You have to bring it in little by little. What do you mean? Tear it. That's not derech hashchasa. You're tearing it a little bit in order to bring it back in, to remove its status of tumah, so you can do the mitzvah of kibbutz on it. So inside. So, or forget kibbutz. The Gemara, the context of the Gemara was just talking about it became tamei. So that's not hashchasa. So what's the issue? Just tear it, and it's not a violation. And the Rambam quotes that later on in Perek Ches here, Hilchos Maisa Karbanos Din Chaf. Maisa Karbanos Ches Chaf. The Rambam just quotes Meil Som Adam Chatos Meil Shenitas Al Adam Chatos V'Yatzam Nitzav Bachutz. He also says, "Agamar, yeah, the kind of Adam Chatos." A case of the Osem. What do you do? Ha Koreh Hulos Aloke. You can't tear it like you would any other beged. So what do? Machniso Pachos B'Shalosh Etzbos U'Mechabso Bifnim, as our Gemara describes. One second. If you only iser derech hashchasa, then why can't you just tear it? it must be, says the Sefer Karban Chagiga, that no, you're not allowed to tear it, because even non-derech hashchascha is usur for the me'il. The Mishnah Lamelech doesn't like it. He says, L'didi lesto lahani mili. I don't think that's correct. Maybe he thinks that tearing it in our Gemara would be considered derech hashchascha. Would be. Your dafka, you're not doing this to be masakin anything. You're doing this, he doesn't say what his issue is, but maybe his svara is, your dafka doing this to remove its status of a beged. That's the whole point of your purpose. So you might have a good fun is while you're doing it, but still might be defined as derech hashchasa. So it's not 100% clear that that would be limited. Either way, that is one. It is interesting, this language of the Rambam, of derech hashchasa. This is not the only place in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam writes a derech hashchasa type of lashon. One we just had, the Radvaz quoted it. By the Rambam says, in Beis HaBechira, in the beginning, by breaking anything belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Back in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, in Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says, Ein osim adregos lamizbeach. You can't build steps, you have to build a ramp. V'chein, v'olah b'malas ha-mizbeach lokev. If you go up with steps on the mizbeach, you get malchus. V'chein hanotates even achas ben ha-mizbeach. If somebody, chas v'shalom, breaks a stone from the mizbeach, o mikol ha-heichol, o mibein ha-ulam v'al ha-mizbeach, derech hashchasa lokev. If I fell, I tripped and the mizbeach had a loose stone and I tripped into it and it fell out, I banged into it, that's not going to be malchus. Only if I break it, derech hashchasa. Shene'emar v'nitatem esviz b'chosam v'gomer lo sasum kin l'ashem elokeichem. So we see, the Rambam has this lashon of derech hashchasa, not only by tearing the big day kahuna, but also by breaking anything in the Beis HaMikdash. But if we keep searching, it's not only in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam has this type of lashon, which again shows that a lot of isurim aren't about the maisa isur itself, but it's about the kavana and how it was done. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam in the context of Baal Tashchis, says the Rambam, Ein kotz zidi lari machal shechus la medina. One is not allowed to cut down fruit trees. Ve no monim mehem amas amayim kadei sheivshu. And not to starve the tree, so to speak. Shemar lo tashchis es eitza. Ve kol hakotz eitz loke. And anyone who cuts down a tree gets malchus. Ve lo b'matzor belvad. And not only if you're besieging a city. Ela b'chol makom. Kol hakotz eitz ilan ma'achal. Derech hashchasa loke. There it is again. If somebody cuts down a tree in a destructive manner, loke, then they get malchus. Okay, and he continues, avakosin oso, but you're allowed to cut it down if it's being masik other trees, or dam of yikarim, lo asra Torah, ela derech hashchasa. That is the Rambam. And two halachas later, the Rambam says, not only by trees, this is a mysterious Rambam, what does he mean here? Is this daraisa or drabanan? The Rambam says, v'loho ilonos belvad, ela kol ha-meshaber kelim, v'ha-korea begadim, v'horis binyan, if I do any destructive action, break kelim, rip begadim, sosim ma'ayan, u-ma'abin ma'achalos, derech hashchasa, same lashon, over below tashchis. I violate Baal Tashchis, next words, v'enoloke ela malchus mardus midivrehem. That's a discussion. Is it Drabbana or is it Daraisa? It sounds like it's Daraisa with Malchus Mardus, which might be because it's not Mefurish, so you're not going to get Malchus. But again, the Rambam there has Derech Hashchasa by Baal Tashchis. And that's not the only one. The Rambam also in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah discusses this. What is that by? I'm sorry, that's repeating. That's repeating. So is Afilu Even Achas Derech Hashchasa Menem Mizbeach. That's the same halacha. There's one more I wanted to mention. That's not exactly Derech Hashchasa, but it's a similar type of concept. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, where he talks about the halachas of wounding someone else. Chov L'Mazik, Perek Hey in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to punch somebody, not allowed to hurt somebody. I'm not allowed to even raise my hand against somebody. Haramas Yad. But the Rambam says there, Aser La'adam Lachbol, Bein Ba'atzmo, Bein B'chaveiro. I can't wound myself. I can't wound someone else. V'lo Achovil Bilvad. Elakol make adam mi kasher mi Yisrael bein katan bein gadol bein ish bein isha derech nitzayon hariz over below sase. This is similar lashon. If I punch somebody, if I wound somebody, derech nitzayon. What does that mean? What if I'm a dentist and I wound somebody by fixing their teeth? That's not derech nitzayon. I'm causing them to bleed. That's not derech nitzayon. Right? That's not an aggressive action that is meant to hurt them. Right, so that's again, the Rambam says, that's the Isra of Lo Yosef La'akoso, that only applies in a case of Derech Nitzayon, right, which itself is interesting. Shiloh, what about a sports activity?
What about a sports activity that I wound someone? So is that Derek Nitzayon? What if it's a sports activity that I'm trying to jump on it? What about playing a game of tackle something, a sports? So that's that Derek Nitzayon. Does Mechila work by Chavolas Haguf? It's a big discussion in the postgame. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, four lines to the bottom. V'haboy shiva samamanim. One second, we're talking all about Damchatas, but doesn't Damchatas require, as we mentioned earlier, it needs the seven samamanim that we know back from Meseches Nida as well. So the question is, how do you bring, as Rashi adds in the question of the, well, let's just finish reading the Gemara and then we'll see the Rashi. V'haboy shiva samamanim, damar v'nachon amar amar avua, Damchatas, umaris tegoim, tzrichin shiva samamanim. V'tanya, shein machlisen, ela shein machlisen, meraglan l'mikdash. If you need the seven samamanim, and kibbutz has to be done in the Azara, and we're so nervous about bringing items into the Azara that I don't want to bring in, so how do you bring one of the samamanim is meraglayim? Right, so how do I bring that into the Azara? Right, we know by the Pitha Maktores, we're not supposed to bring it into the Mikdash, so the same thing would apply here. How do you do the Kibbutz with the seven Samamanim if you can't bring the Meiraglayim into the Azara? Says the Gemara, V'chi Tema, D'mivla Luhu Ba'adi Shiva Samamanim. Oh, maybe I will get it absorbed. I'll mix it in with the other seven. I'll just put all of them into one bottle, and then it'll be batel. Says the Gemara, Omar lo v'kulu k'chad, and I'll just mix it all at one time. But that doesn't work. Hevir and shalok kisidron, o shehevir shivasan ke'echad, if I'm ma'avir them, shalok kisidron, if I put them out of order, or shehevir shivasan ke'echad, I do it all at once, so then it wouldn't work if you don't do it in the exact order. So you can't put it all into one kli. Again, hevir shalok kisidron, o shehevir shivasan ke'echad, lo asav lo klum. So you can't just mix it in. So again, how do you bring the Meiraglayim in? V'chitema demivaluhu b'hadi chad misamamanim. Okay, don't mix it in with all of them. Just mix it in with one of them. B'hadi chad misamamanim. V'hatzah, the problem is no. V'hatzorach l'kaskeis shalosh pa'amim b'kol echad v'echatanan. Right, the way it works is that I have to scrub it with each one of them separately three times. So how do you do it? How do you bring in the Meiraglayim if that's one of the simanim that's needed? So, Ella demivla lehu barok tafel. What do? I absorb it and I swallow it and I dilute it with plain saliva. Rok tafel. Damrei shlakish, rok tafel, tzarach shiyem kol echad ve'echad. So, if I put it with the rok tafel, saliva from someone who didn't eat anything all day, right, fresh saliva, so that would solve the problem. So, I put the Meiraglayim into there. It wouldn't be considered Meiraglayim when it's brought in, and that is all that I would that's all that we need. Okay, and we mentioned before, the Mikdash David, it talks about this Braisa, that it is interesting. Why don't you have to do it in this way, by Dom, fine. But that's the mitzvah of Kippus. There's a mitzvah of Kippus, and not just the result of removing the Dom. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Now we get into, again, we're still in Kachim, but this Mishnah will, and the Gemara is going to have ramifications for Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Mishnah. Echad shebishavo. What has to be kashered, so to speak? So echad shebishavo, whether it's a pot that was cooked in. The echad she'ira latocha roseach, or a pot that had boiling hot poured into it. What's called the irui. Echad kachi kachim. The echad kachim kalim. Whether it's kachi kachim or kachim kalim. Tu'unin marika ushtifa. Right? One requires marika ushtifa. The special type of cleansing, as the Gemara will talk about what exactly that is. Marika Ushtifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachem Kalim ain't Tuna Marika Ushtifa. No, Kachem Kalim do not need Marika Ushtifa because of a limud, as we will see. Rashi notes here that the Gemara is going to ask, you have a pasuk to exclude, but isn't it balua from kachi kalim and it becomes nosar anyway? So it's we know it's going to be usar. So it's going to have to be cleansed. V'im Tomar asks Rashi, Haria balua naase nosar upolto beheter la'achersman. So the balua is naase nosar and it's going to be polate it into the heter. So what do you mean? You don't have to kasher it? You don't need Mariku Shtifa, you don't have to kasher it by Kache Kalam, is that what Rabbi Shimon is saying? No. Modi Rabbi Shimon, deboy hag'ala baroschim. Right? Of course it needs to be kashered in the way that you normally kasher things with hag'ala. The special type of the process of Mariku Shtifa wouldn't be needed. That's all he's excluding. When we taras mariku shtifa hu demam itlei kidem atartzina begamara gabi truma lo nitzrucha lekadamar mar. We'll see. But again, the general, the halacha of kashering, where if you have noser in there, you can't use it unless it you remove the treif, right? Noser is treif, right? So that's why. Of course, Reb Shimon would agree to that. Rashi knows he just excludes the basic din of marika u shtifa. Good. Tanu Rabbanan says the Gemara Asher Tavu Shalbo Ein Li Ela Shabi Shalbo. I only know the pasuk says that it has to. You have to do the special kashering for kachim only if it was cooked in. Ira Latocho Roseach Minayin. What happens if I poured, I was ma'are, I poured roseach into it. How do I know that also was included? Talmud Omer, Asher Tavu Shalbo, Yishaver. Right, that extra phrase includes Irui as well. So Irui, we know, is a major discussion in the poskim. So Irui, the Gemara clearly here says, Irui cooks. Irui cooks. Irui is mevashel. How much is Irui mevashel? So that is a machlokes. Tosfos here, Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis, right? Tosfos quotes in both places, three different opinions, right? Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, and the Stam of the Tosfos, right? What is Irui Mevashel, right? And it comes up all the time. What happens if I'm going to be Ma'are onto a tea bag, right? I'm going to put a tea bag in, I'm going to be Ma'are. Irui Kli Rishon, I'm going to pour from a Kli Rishon. What is that status, Irui Kli Rishon? So, all three opinions in the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says on the top line, Mikan Midaktik Rabbeinu Tam the Irui Kikli Rishon. Midachashi Mevushal. Since the Pasik that teaches me Mevushal, that teaches me Irui is the word Mevushal in the Pasik, right? What does our Pasik say? Asher Tevushabo includes Irui. So you see that Irui is Mevushal, and therefore Irui Rishon is Kikli Rishon. Rabbeinu Tam says, not only if you put something into a Kli Rishon, is that called a Kli Rishon, but if you put some, if you pour something from a Kli Rishon, it's called the Kli Rishon halachically. And one has to be worried about Kli Rishon being Mevashel. That is Rabbeinu Tam. V'nireh, and says Tosfos, D'adarava. No, maybe the opposite. Why do you need a pasuk then? If it's so obvious that Irui is Bishol, so we need a pasuk, a Rivui, to include it. It's just regular Bishol. So maybe you wouldn't have to include it. That's the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, right? Rashbam. We have two brothers here that are arguing. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that no, is Irui is Kiklisheni. Irui is like a Klisheni, meaning even not only once it hits the second Kli is it a Klisheni, but even as you're pouring it and the item is sitting in a Klisheni, that also is considered Klisheni, right? The Irui. Daha midaha ditznanfi. He quotes from the Mishnah in Kira. Ha ilfis vakadera shavir and murusachin. Right? If I take a boiling hot pot off of the fire, lo yitain letochan tavlin. I'm not allowed to put stuff into it, meaning Kli Rishon mamish. Mashma, what is that mashma? What about pouring from it? De mashma holeros mayhem ala tavlin shari. So if you look at that mishnah, it's only putting something into it, but not pouring from it. And again, there are rais lakan lakan from other gemaras as well. But this is machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, Irui Kli Rishon, or is Irui Kli Sheni? Remember the Tosfos of Masechet Shabbos, important Tosfos of Masechet Shabbos about the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni in general. Remember, Tosfos discussed what is the svara for being mechalik between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, right? They can both be the same temperatures, right? It can't just be based on temperature. So that's what Tosfos says, that it has to do with direction. That's to do with direction. Let me just find the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, what is the difference in Kli Rishon? The Gemara there says Kli Sheni einum avashel, right? So what is the svara for Kli Sheni einum avashel? So tema, yes, Tosfos, maishna Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon. If it's boiling hot, then even a klisheni should be mevashel. And if it's not yatzoledes, then even a kli rishon is not mevashel. So what's the difference? Yesh lomar, again, famous Tosfos in this sugya, lefisha kli rishon mitoksha aman al haor dofnosav chamin umachzik chomo zman meruba. Its walls retain the heat.
Which direction is the heat in the walls going in? The heat of the walls of the Kli.
Is it, if it was kli rishon, so we consider that it was going in the heating direction, and that's why it's mevashel. If it's kli sheni, then what direction is it going in? You pour it from the kli rishon into the kli sheni, and the kli sheni is cooling whatever was put into it, and therefore that is considered a different status in halacha, kli sheni ena mevashel. Yes, for hilcha Shabbos, for machmir, for many items, that might, they might be kale bishol, they might be items that cook even in a kli sheni, and therefore, we're machmer not to put it even into a kli sheni. That's the famous Ramosha of kli shlishi. Right? The question is, the Gemara does not talk about kli shlishi at all. So what does that mean? So many achronim, the chazon ish, and the chai adam, and many others say, it doesn't talk about kli sheni because there's no difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. If it's boiling hot, and you're machmer for kli sheni being mevashel in some cases, so you'll be machmer in kli shlishi also in some cases. That's how many achronim assume the omission of kli sheni from shas. But Rav Moshe says no. Kli shlishi is not mentioned in the Gemara because it's for sure mutter. It's for sure mutter. Nothing to do with kli shlishi. Two steps removed, so that's why it's not a problem. The Ar Sameach and Hilchos Shabbos has a different svara for why, different than Tosfos. Kli rishon, kli sheni, kli shlishi. It says it has to do just with steps removed from the source. Different steps removed halachically from the source. So that's why he has it in that context of kli rishon kli sheni. But either way, we didn't get to the third day of Tosfos. Third day of Tosfos. We don't pass him like Rabbi Tam or the Rashbam. We pass like the middle opinion. What's that? If you look all the way towards the bottom, the last couple of skinny lines, Mo de Shmuel de Mevashel Kidei Klipa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Aradea. We paskin that Irui cooks the outer layer. So for Hilchos Shabbos, it's still usser because cooking the outer layer is still cooking on Shabbos. So that's why it's a problem, right? But let's say, the poskim quote, what happens if I want to warm up a baby bottle? It's a cold milk, I want to warm up a baby bottle. Am I allowed to pour it directly from the urn, which is a kli rishon, I pour it onto the outside of the baby bottle, and that'll warm up the milk inside. So the poskim say that would be mutter, because what, you're cooking the plastic, you're not cooking the hard plastic, right? That's irim the klipa, but that klipa is not cookable. That's not the mizbashel. But irui on anything else that is subject to cooking, so that would be a problem. It's mizbashel k'de klipa, and I'm not allowed to cook the klipa either way. There is a kula of the Ran, maybe we'll mention it more in the next year also. There is a kula of the Ran that says maybe this whole issue of mevashel by iri only applies by solids. Right, the Ran says this in Shabbos. But by liquids, the second that the liquid hits the surface, it's diffused in the whole liquid. It's not just a solid. A solid, if an iri hits a solid, then that spot is cooked. But by a liquid, iri, it's a liquid, it's diffused in the whole liquid. So maybe iri would not be the same. That's the heter, one of the tzadim of the heter of the Ran, in Masechta Shabbos. Okay, there's a lot more there, but let's continue a little more. Boy, Rabbi Bar Chama, tlo'o ba'avir tanur mahu. What happens if I hang something of the chatas into the avir of the tanur? Meaning, there's no bliya. It doesn't touch the sides of the oven. So what's the halacha there? Mahu. Abishul ubilua hu tekaped rachmana. Was the Torah makpid because of the cooking and the absorption? O dilma abishul below bilua. Or not. Just the bishul without the bilua, and therefore even hanging something in would be a problem. So amarava tashma. Well, what does our Mishnah say? Echad shebisha bov echad shir lotocho roteach. So whether you cooked or you poured roteach in. So what do you see? It's only Rashi says alma achada kapid to ha'ira latocho balua ika bisholeka. Right, there might not be cooking there, but there's going to be blia because it's boiling hot. So Gemara says no balua below bisholeka mi boilan. We for sure, if there's blia, then for sure we know the halacha applies, and you have to kasher it. You have to do the special halachas mikra shkifa v'chulu. If there's blia without bishol, our question is the opposite. Kimi boilan bishol below bilua mai. What about bishul without bilua, right? You hang this item inside, you hang the chatas inside. So tashma, let's try to prove it. Amar v'nachman amar ravua, taner shel mikdash shel mateches haya. The taner, they used dafkin oven that was metal. V'sakadai the bishul below bilua lo kapit. But if it's true that there wouldn't be a kpeda just about bishul and a kli cheres, so nevi shel cheres. Right, the havamin is that we use the taner shel mateches because of this problem. Because the cheres is going to be an issue if you hang it, no matter what you do, even if you just hang it in there. So here, ask the Gemara, so what, but if it's not a problem, so why don't you just make it shel cheres? It must be that it is a problem. So it's a raya that bishul, beli bilua, would be a problem. Answers the Gemara, kivan ti'ika shiari minachas. No, there are some items that, you're right, misada, carbon chatos, that you might be able to hang it in there and it wouldn't trafe up the oven. But here, because there are items that have to be touching the walls, kibon de'ika shiyare minachos, da'afiyasan betanur, certain types of carbonous mincha, that you bake them in the oven, right? What do you do with the extra flour? You bake them in the oven. V'gabishal ubilua, athinan shamateches. That's why you have to make it a mateches, because of the mincha. But in a chinami, maybe regarding the chatos, that wouldn't be a problem. Let's just read the next point, and then we'll have to stop. Again, the next, as I mentioned yesterday, the next couple of dafim, the next week or two, is going to be some from the old cycle. I'm going to be traveling a little bit, and I'm going to try to get ahead with some of the dafim. It's not going to be a set schedule, but Hashem, every daf will be up, but some of them will be from the old cycle, and some will be from the new ones, the ones that I have not given yet. So let's just read the next Gemara. Again, a Gemara, a major Yoredea Gemara, and that is milchik bread, fleshik bread. Right, so let's just read it, and then we'll talk about it the next time. There was once we're talking about ovens. If you have an oven that you smear the inside of the oven with a certain type of fat, it was a type of tigun, Rashi says. So Rabbi Hili asered this bread to be eaten forever. Vafilu milk, even just with salt. Fleshik bread cannot be eaten with salt. Because you might come to put a milchik dip on it. You might have to put some butter on it. That's why you can't have milchik bread. You can't have fleshik bread. It's just not a good precedent. It's just going to lead to problems. So the Gemara asks, Meisve, but didn't we learn in the Brisa? Right? We have this in elsewhere, in Psachim, Vechulu, in Lashanas, Isa Bechalav. You can't make milchik bread. Vim Lash, Kalapas Kula Asura, Vipneher Galavera. Right, and if you did, the whole bread is usur because you might come to eat it with fleshiks. Kayosebo, etashin is a taner baalya. Also, you can't smear the oven with the fat. Vimtosh kalapasas kulasura chiyasek as a taner. And if you did, the whole bread is usur until you heat a taner, read the taner. So 1 second, that's a question on Rabbi Bar Hili because he says the oven is totally usur. You can never use it. So tziyufta, Rabbi Bar Hili tziyufta. So it's a tziyufta on Rabbi Bar Hili. Again, there's a lot on this sugya, but we'll have to stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, again, the next couple will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up. Be'ez Hashem, in 2 weeks, we'll be back in Eretz Yisrael, so we'll be pick up with a kavua schedule again then. But until then, it'll be a little from the old and a little from the new. Okay, we'll stop here.